Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a rising assault on Israel and a rise of anti-Semitism even among our elected officials. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. There is a rise of anti-Semitism, and obviously that anti-Semitism also is anti-Israel. And it supports the so-called BDS movement, the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Israel. It all has its roots, Matt, in anti-Semitism. And the concern is, in the most recent election in 2018, there are two members of Congress that were elected by their various constituents, and they are very anti-Israel and very anti-Semitic. And there is a rising tide, it seems like, of anti-Semitism that needs to be called out, because we know where anti-Semitism ultimately led during the Holocaust.
Well, that's right. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she's a Democrat out of Minnesota, which has a very, very high Muslim population. She and Congresswoman Tlaib are both, we need to keep in mind here, are both Muslim, profess Muslim. They wear the head garb and so forth. And understand, you know, we should not be surprised by this. An inherent tenet of Islam, and as displayed throughout the Quran, calls for the destruction of the Jewish people. So anti-Semitism is inherent to Islam, so that this should not be surprising. And that's not an anti-Muslim thing to say. That's not that. That's just a matter of fact. So I don't know why everyone is so surprised by the anti-Semitic tweets and statements that these two freshman congresswomen have made in recent months, and certainly for the past several years.
But you know, when it comes down to the root cause of it, why we should really be concerned is that Israel is God's chosen holy land. And when you speak out against it, you're speaking out against him. There's no other land, no other country that he calls his precious treasure. So we as Christians need to be advocates for Israel.
Well, when you go all the way back to Abraham and chapter 12, and the scriptures say, those that bless your descendants, God will bless, and those that curse, God will curse. And if you look all the way through history, Abraham's descendants, the Jewish people that are part of the nation of Israel that ultimately developed and obviously has been in that land for thousands of years, there have been nation after nation after nation attempt to wipe them out. There's no other people group on the planet that have been targeted as expressly and violently as the Jewish people, from Egypt, Babylon, Assyria, when they displaced them, and all the way down through the dispersion in Spain the same year that Columbus sent out to discover what became his discovery of the United States of America, or America. That same day in Spain, there was a disbursement of the Jewish people, and that's where you get what's called the Sephardic Jews, these Jews that have the Spanish background. Then you come up to Nazi Germany, of course, in our more recent modern times, attempting to wipe out the Jewish people as part of the Holocaust, and they continued to survive. And through the smoke and ashes that were still filling the air, if you will, following the Holocaust, Israel became a new modern state in the same land where their ancestors ultimately were, in the land of Israel. So there have been nation after nation after nation come against the Jewish people, come against Israel, and Israel has survived miraculously.
Yeah.
What we now see, however, is even though the Holocaust wasn't that many years ago, a very concern of a rise of anti-Semitism, and it's being articulated even by some of our elected officials in Congress, and also people such as Louis Farrakhan. In fact, Rashida Tlaib, we now know, wrote a column for what's called The Final Call, That's the official publication of the Nation of Islam with its notorious leader, Louis Farrakhan. She wrote that in 2006. So she has been a longtime supporter of Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan calls the Jews satanic, the synagogue of Satan, and he calls himself not an anti-Semite, but an anti-termite. And what do you do with termites when
you're
infesting?
You exterminate them.
Yeah, you exterminate them, you gas them.
Well, we need to keep in mind here, too, though, that you mentioned in Nazi Germany. Keep in mind that the Nazi Germans were socialist. It was the National Socialist Party. And the anti-Semitism in the United States falls under the same political rubric as well. We see certainly the Islamic side of anti-Semitism with people like Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat out of Michigan, and, of course, Congresswoman Omar out of Minnesota. But the Democrats have moved hard toward socialism. Again, the Nazi Party was socialist, and that is a sociopolitical viewpoint that is inherently, again, anti-Semitic. So the anti-Semitism is on the left with the BDS movement. And
the concern is there always used to be bipartisanship between Republicans and Democrats, both at the state and certainly at the federal level, when it comes to Israel. And now that bipartisanship is changing. You know, all of this, Holly, really stems from the idea of not understanding that all people are creating in the image of God and are precious. And in fact, if you go back to Nazi Germany, why did they want to eliminate the Jews and other individuals? Not just Jews, but certainly 6 million Jews. It's because of their social Darwinianism idea. They rejected God, they believed in evolution, and they believed in social Darwinianism, which means that we as a society evolve, and you need to create a super race, a preferred race, that ultimately eliminates other races that infect the gene pool, and thus the reason for them wanting to eliminate Jews, because they were not, in their view, part of this preferred race.
Right, and you see the same motive from Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood. That was her motive, was to eliminate quote-unquote imperfect people and start a race, and primarily she was targeted at Black Americans.
That's exactly the reason, and that's why Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, the founder, and Adolf Hitler were on the same page.
Exactly.
And Hitler even referred to Sanger. You know, young evangelicals, there is a concern among some of them because they are somewhat souring on Israel. The so-called social justice movement is buying the lie that the Palestinians are the underdog, oppressed people, that there's an apartheid in Israel, and Israel is the bad entity, the bad actor. And there's an alarm. You can't necessarily just count on evangelical young people anymore supporting Israel, and sometimes they not only move away from Israel, but when they do, they move away from the Jewish people, and sometimes in the worst case scenario, become anti-Semitic. You know, Matt, as part of one of the ministries that's so powerful, Covenant Journey, is a ministry that takes Christian college-age students who have leadership potential to Israel for a life-changing experience. Israel is really the spiritual boot camp. It's the location of that life transformation. And so these young people come back and their relationship with Jesus is ignited. Their love for the Lord is increased and they become ambassadors, advocates for Jesus in a stronger way, as well as advocates for Israel and the Jewish people.
And life-changing is the key phrase. They come back both being moved spiritually and being in the Holy Land, but also they come back with knowledge of the history of the oppression of the Jewish people, and they see many of their millennial peers today, unfortunately, moving in that direction.
You know, when you have your relationship with the Lord in the right place and you're pressing in with the Lord, everything else falls in place, whether it's Israel, whether it's love for the Jewish people, whether it's love for people in general, it all falls in place. And that's really the mission of Covenant Journey, to balance, to refocus these Christian young leaders that are college age, and they hunger and thirst for that relationship to deepen with the Lord. And when that happens, everything falls in place. If you want to impact the future, if you want to change the world, which I know you do, I encourage you to check out the Ministry of Covenant Journey. It's covenantjourney.org. covenantjourney.org, taking Christian young people, deepening their Christian faith, and they become ambassadors for the Lord and for Israel. Go to covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.